WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
It's now December, so we've technically entered meteorological winter, which is comprised of December, January, and February. Yes, I know. The official start of winter does not really come until December 21st, as marked by the travel of the sun. But what meteorologist in his right mind wants to deal with partial months? Hence, meteorological winter. Most precipitation that forms in wintertime clouds will start out as snow due to the top portions of the storm being usually cold enough to create snowflakes. Snowflakes are just collections of ice crystals that cling to each other as they fall toward the ground. Precipitation continues to fall as snow when the temperature remains at or below 32 degrees Fahrenheit or 0 degrees Celsius from the cloud base to the ground. We define several instances of snowfall based on elements besides just the snow itself. Snow flurries are light snow falling for short durations. No accumulation or perhaps a light dusting is all that is expected. Snow showers occur when snow is falling at varying intensities for brief periods of time. Some accumulation is possible depending in part on the duration of the snow shower. Snow squalls are similar to snow showers but somewhat stronger. These are brief, intense snow showers accompanied by strong, gusty wind. Accumulation may be significant. Snow squalls are probably best known in the Great Lakes region. Blowing snow is wind-driven snow that reduces visibility and causes significant drifting. Blowing snow may be snow that is falling, combined with any loose snow on the ground picked up by the wind. And finally, there is the snow that falls in a blizzard. A blizzard combines wind over 35 miles an hour with snow and blowing snow occurring, reducing the visibility to 1/4 of a mile or less for at least 3 hours. And probably everyone listening to this episode of Weather Brains has seen all of the winter weather advisories occurring across the north central United States with the latest storm system. Got a question about the weather? Drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.